Abraham Lincoln Assassination Newscast by
Eugenia,
Lily,
Annika,
Dagmawi,
and Vander.
Breaking news, President Abraham Lincoln was shot at Ford's Theater last night just after 10 and died this morning at 7:22 a.m.
Indeed he was, by an actor named John Wilkes Booth. From what I've heard, Abe was sitting in his balcony when John came up behind him and shot him behind his left ear with the bullet lodged behind his right eye.
This is believed to be a planned assassination with at least three other men involved.
We don't know much, but we do know that John got away by jumping from the balcony onto the stage and hopped onto his horse. In doing this, he broke his leg.
We'll be back with you when we know more about this shooting. Stay tuned. 2 days later.
Hello and welcome back. We're here to bring you more on the death of our president.
Yes, we believe this is an act caused from the Civil War. Tensions are high between the northern and southern states right now.
Anyways, today we have a special guest joining us. Please welcome Mary Todd Lincoln. Mary is a widow of Abraham Lincoln, here to tell us her side of the story.
Thank you for having me. That night, Abe and I were going to see the comedy My American Cousin at Ford's Theater. A few weeks before, Abe had sent away his bodyguard, Ward Hill Lamon. Abe and I were sitting in our balcony when all of a sudden I heard a gunshot go off, and I turned around, and there Abe was, slumped over with his ear gushing blood.
What happened after that?
I screamed, and by then people were rushing to Abraham. A doctor from the audience came to try and help Abe, and then that horrible man, John Wilkes Booth, I think, he jumped from the balcony, and I didn't see him after that.
I'm very sorry. Thank you for coming. Anyways, now that we have that out of the way, we will be back with you shortly. Stay tuned.
A little while later.
Hello, and welcome back. Today is a very exciting day. John Booth has been captured, and we are lucky enough to interview him.
Yeah, whatever. If my president's not going to do nothing about the war or help people in the South, I don't see why he should be my president. Times are hard, and I'm not going to put up with anything.
Is it true that your initial plan was to kidnap him and bring him to Richmond, the Confederate capital?
Yeah, but things got in the way, so I thought it would be easier just to kill him. I thought killing him would help us folks in the South.
Well, thanks for coming. This just in, right after we interviewed Mary, she had a stroke and died. Abraham Lincoln is now buried in Springfield, Illinois. That is all we have for you on this topic. We'll see y'all next time, and goodbye.